Welcome to Around It About Chattanooga.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Glad to be here.
You've got the Ava Gallery Hop coming up on Saturday, September 7th from 2 to 8 p.m. It's a chance to visit more than 20 art galleries and studios in Chattanooga and win a special prize. Ann Wilson, where are some of these art galleries located?
They're all throughout town. North Shore, Bluffview, downtown, Highland Park, Southside. I mean, that's the thing. And it's not just an Ava Gallery Hop, it's a Chattanooga Gallery Hop.
Are many of them within walking distance of each other?
Absolutely. You can park in one place on North Shore, see seven or eight of them, head over to Southside, see some more, downtown, catch the shuttle, all over the place. So, yeah, they're actually pretty close to one another.
And I know it would be a good bike ride, too.
It would be a great bike ride. You're exactly right.
Because we've got, of course, the public bikes
here
in Chattanooga. So, yeah.
Bike and hop.
We've got the Crest Gallery is going to be part of it.
Yes.
That's, of course, one very close to us here on the UTC campus. Also, Winder Binder, Hart Gallery, Ignis Glass, the InTown Gallery. Those are just a few of the ones that I know of because they've been on Around It About before. Who are some of the other galleries that are going to be part of this?
Townsend Atelier, Plumnelli, Art at the Incubator, which is the Business Development Center, Area 61, Artifact, Chambliss Art Connect. Chattanooga Workspace is a new one. That's where many of the artists within the workspace are opening up their studio spaces for it. Graffiti, Mickey Bonney Studio. Open Press is a new one. Plumnelli is one. Tanner Hill, Sheptrines. I guess that's it in addition to yours. So all told, there's 21 different venues and probably artwork by probably a couple of hundred different artists.
And if you go to enough of the galleries, you get entered into a chance to win an instant art collection.
You do.
So, what is that?
So at any of the galleries, you can pick up a bingo card. And on the bingo card are all of the 21 venues listed. Get 10 of them stamped. So hop into the gallery, see the artwork, talk with artists, get your bingo card stamped. When you get 10 of them, you turn it in to your last gallery. They're all going to be turned into Ava. For the Instant Art Collection. All of the galleries have donated either a piece of work or a gift certificate to the Instant Art Collection. It's going to be set up in the Ava front window. And then when all the cards are turned in, we're going to do a drawing for it. And second prize is a gift certificate to Townsend Atelier. Third prize are tickets to Four Bridges.
And that is on Saturday?
Saturday, 2 to 8 p.m., totally free. Come out and have a great time. We're going to have great weather. Families love to do it. Just wander around. People with strollers, kids, introducing parents who want to introduce their kids to art. See the creative community here in Chattanooga.
And completely separate from this event, you've got something else coming up the end of the month called Capture.
It's
this
a
is a
big month.
Community crowdsourced video project you're working on. Bobby Stone, you're a local filmmaker. How are you involved with this Capture project?
Well, last year I got asked to be on the board of Ava, and Anne asked me to think about doing some kind of film-based project to kind of expand the mission of Ava. And we started talking about it. We tried to, you know, we thought about a film festival, but, you know, film festivals are very limiting in the amount of participation that people can do. You know, you have a couple of filmmakers come up and they watch the movies and that's it. So we wanted something that could be kind of inclusive. So we just kind of came up with this idea of Capture that is a way that, you know, anybody with a digital camera can be part of the filmmaking process. So we're going to have everybody show up on Friday the 27th, September the 27th, at Coolidge Park in the Pavilion, and we're going to announce a theme. And anybody with a digital camera can go out and has 24 hours to shoot up to 5 30-second clips. We'll take those clips the next day, ingest them, put them on hard drives, and we're going to give them to three editing teams with paired up with musicians who are going to create soundtracks. And they're going to make three different versions of this wonderful film. And on Sunday the 29th, we will go to Track 29 and show these things in a huge HD screen and celebrate the whole filmmaking process.
I don't think I've ever heard of a turnaround that quick in the film industry.
Well, there's a lot of like 48-hour film festivals, but they're not community involved. They're usually like small teams. And this is a way, like if you have ever had any thoughts of being interested in film, this is a way that you can, you know, go out and shoot some footage. And if it's good enough, you know, it's going to be edited into a movie. And, you know, it's just a great way to get started in the process.
Overall, the goal of this, is this just something you're going to do this year? Do you want to keep doing this on an ongoing basis and make it an annual event?
I think so, yeah. It's you know, this is the first year, so it's going to be the birthing year of the project. But I think it's going to have legs and grow.
And Ann Wilson, what is Ava's website so people can find out more about these different things that you've got going on?
Well, Ava's, which is the central one, is avarts.org. Capture is capturechat.org. Gallery Hop is avagalleryhop.com. So there's lots of information on all of those.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.